There's a line out the door at the South Park Neighborhood Food Bank early on Saturday morning. This is a community tucked in between a major highway and a bend in the Duwamish River. The people here are mostly Asian and Hispanic. Paulina Lopez is from South Park and volunteers at the food bank. She's checking people in and stamping the backs of their hands so they can go get fresh produce, milk, toilet paper, and other necessities. Even with these supplies, Lopez knows some of the people that come to the food bank eat what they catch in the Duwamish, even though there are signs warning against it. Many of the crabs, shellfish, and bottom-feeding fish here are contaminated with carcinogens.
Hello. Good morning.
A woman in a pink sweatshirt with little white stars walks up to the counter.
My name is Ann, and my last name is Lee. L-E.
Lee. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you. And do you live in South Park?
Yeah, I live in here. Me here, my house.
And you fished in the river?
Sometimes I go to with my friend and my family over there, and they fish very small.
And do they eat them?
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
We don't have a good sense of the numbers, but we know there are people from a variety of different racial and ethnic backgrounds who fish on the river.
Dr. Bill Daniel is an associate professor at the University of Washington School of Public Health. He's studying the health impacts for people living along the Duwamish as part of the Superfund cleanup process. These are some of the poorest communities in Seattle.
The concern is that these are populations that, on average, many of these groups already suffer or experience health disparities or disparities in health risk, and is it really fair?
That right there is the big picture question for this cleanup. Should this river be clean enough for people like Ann Lee to eat out of? How much money should be spent trying to get there? The current cleanup plan favored by the EPA and responsible parties would cost $300 million. It would include dredging contaminated muck from some parts of the river bottom and capping it with clean sediment. That plan could get pollutant levels down by 90% over the next 17 years. Stephanie Jones-Stebbins is the director of Seaport Environmental and Planning for the Port of Seattle. The port is one of the responsible parties involved in the cleanup. I took the question about Ann Lee to her.
Is there ever going to be a point where people can eat fish out of this river safely, resident fish out of this river safely?
With the technology we have today, we cannot reduce the risk from eating fish from the river to an unlimited amount. It's an urban environment. When the cleanup is done, it will be at a similar level to other urban areas throughout the Sound and throughout the country, but there will be risk.
Jones-Stebbins says that the river will get much cleaner, but at the end of the day, the Duwamish is an industrial waterway.
It's the economic heart of the region. There's 100,000 jobs that depend upon it. A good portion of the manufacturing jobs are right here.
Balancing industrial, wildlife, and human use on urban waterways is tricky, and the Duwamish isn't alone in her struggles. Urban areas like Portland's Columbia River Slough and Idaho's Boise River have public advisories against eating certain fish as well. On the Duwamish, work has already been done on four of the most polluted spots. The port, along with King County, the Boeing Company, and the City of Seattle, are spending over $100 million on the early stages of the cleanup. But it's not just about cleaning up the old polluted spots. There are modern sources of contamination as well. Every time it rains, contaminated stormwater flows into the Duwamish from the surrounding 14 miles of industrial and residential areas. Lori Cohen is the associate director of the Superfund cleanup program at the Environmental Protection Agency. She says cleaning up stormwater is a broader and more diffuse problem that's less easily dealt with than dredging old contaminated muck out of the bottom of a river.
Really, it'll be a societal decision as to how much we invest in stormwater controls to reduce the impacts to the Duwamish and really to other rivers throughout the country.
But on the Duwamish, Cohen acknowledges that stormwater is far less of a problem than the industrial contamination from previous decades. She says tackling the most polluted parts of the Superfund site is the first step.
We will make significant progress in eliminating some of the most egregious PCB hotspots that we see in the river, and we believe that we'll see significant reductions in the contamination levels in fish. And this will be an ongoing effort for many, many years.
Cohen says it's impossible to determine how much those levels in fish will drop. But of all the possible cleanup plans the EPA is considering right now, none of them guarantee a river that is safe for regular fish consumption. The EPA will open the doors for public comment on its proposed cleanup plan for the Duwamish River in January. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.